Welcome back to DBAP as Duke gets set to take on Florida State in the ACC opener for both teams. Dave Pulaski now being joined by head coach Chris Pollard. And coach, got another shutout win in a midweek performance, taking on Campbell on Wednesday, 5-0 victory. What were your overall thoughts on the team's performance?
Oh, it played really well. Campbell can be a tough club to play. They do some things to put pressure on you, and I thought our guys handled that really well. I give a lot of credit to Bill Chilari. He's got to come in and establish that we're going to pitch inside, and that's a team that every year is amongst the leaders in the country and hit by pitch. And they got a little bit of free offense, and he had to pitch around some traffic on the bases and did a really nice job, kind of set a tone for the rest of the ball game.
Yeah, Bill's really been a steadying force in that midweek rotation thus far this season. The bullpen also stepped up. Josh Nifong, a couple of scoreless innings as he continues his stellar play to the start of the season. How comforting is it to have that kind of pitching depth in the midweek as well?
Well, those two guys are starting to form a really good 1-2 punch. And by them, I mean Chilari and Nifong back-to-back, because they're so vastly different in terms of the look they give you. And, you get one time through the lineup with Bill, or a time and a half as we did on Wednesday, and then you get a time and a half or a time through the lineup with Josh, and all of a sudden you look up, you're in the sixth inning. That's hard to hit, and then we've got some good guys to bring in out of the bullpen.
Michael Rothenberg provided the biggest offense that you really needed with that grand slam. He's been remarkably consistent through the first 3 or 4 weeks of the season. How difficult is that, especially when you're still going into early March?
Now, he's playing great. He's playing at such a high level offensively and on the, behind the plate, and savvy on the bases, and just doing things really, really at a high level.
You're about 20% into the season now, 12 games in, starting ACC play today. Is this team where you thought that they would be as you go into conference play when you first had your outlook on the season?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I don't think anybody would predict that you'd be fielding 990 after 12 games. I mean, that's not really, candidly, it's not doable over 60 games. So we're going to have bumps in the road defensively, but we've defended at a really elite level. You know, I think as the year goes on, I still think this club's going to score more runs.
And especially the pitching, too, leading the nation in earned run average. The overall depth, we talked about Bill Chilari and Josh Nifong, but the starters on the weekends, Bryce Jarvis, we'll talk about him in a little bit, Cooper Stinson as well. That overall quality of the pitching staff that you guys have.
Yeah, our starters have done a really nice job to this point in the year, and what it's done is it's kept us from having to put a lot of pressure on our bullpen.
Florida State's in town for this weekend series, ranked 11th in the country. They have their new head coach in place, Mike Martin Jr. How strange is it to look across the field and not see 11 Mike Martin Sr. in that dugout?
Well, I miss Coach Martin being in our league. He's one of the great ambassadors and great characters of our sport, and so it was always fun to compete against him. But Mike Martin Jr. is a really good coach and a good friend, and look forward to competing against him for a number of years to come.
What kind of difficulties do the Seminoles bring to the table?
Well, they're tricky offensively because they've got some swing and miss. They'll strike out, but they'll also ambush some pitches, and they're kind of a high walk, high strikeout kind of team that all of a sudden you throw a pitch, you think it's a good pitch, you throw it again, and they hit it hard. Pitching-wise, I've been so impressed with what I've seen on film. Obviously we're seeing one of the best starters in the country today in CJ Manek, but I think what makes these guys so good is their bullpen. And, they're really impressive. They got a lot of strike throwers down there in the bullpen. If they've got an Achilles heel, it's their defense, and we've got to try to exploit that.
Let's talk a little bit more about CJ Van Eyck, tonight's starter for FSU. Has a mid-90s fastball, can bring that curveball over the top. Yep. What is his greatest quality out there on the mound?
A tremendous competitor. He's got a four-pitch mix. He's throwing the slider a little more this year than he has in the past because he hasn't located that big curveball quite as well. But he's electric. His stuff's really electric. He's up to 95 miles an hour, and he's a competitive, high-energy guy out there on the mound. And, this will be a great matchup between two really, really good arms.
Yeah, Bryce Jarvis, of course, had the perfect game earlier this season. There hasn't been any change in mentality for him when he goes out from start to start now. He doesn't have that worry of, I have to be perfect every time out now, right?
No, I think he's followed that up really well. It's always, a little bit interesting to see how a guy's going to come out behind a game like that because it's such a unique kind of experience that very few of us ever get a chance to. to go through, but he came out and was really attacking the zone against Purdue and pitched exceptionally well.
And finally, when you have this kind of elite pitching matchup, how important is it to get out to a fast start and maybe get that first run across?
I think pushing the first run across is really important. I think putting the baseball in play is really important. We've got to be good at minimizing our strikeouts today and try to put it in play. I think, you know, we're going to get a few free bases out of Van Eck. He's walked 10 guys. He's hit a couple more. So, you know, there's a chance there we can get some runners on. We just can't strike out. We got to move the baseball. And I think if we make them make plays, you know, there's a chance they'll make some mistakes.
Thanks for the time, Coach. Best of luck today.
Sounds great.
That's head coach Chris Pollard as Duke gets set against Florida State, a top 15 matchup at DBAP. After this timeout, we'll have the starting lineups and the opening pitch. You're listening to the Blue Devil Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.